A good news reflection for Friday of the second week of Advent and the memorial of St. John of the Cross, priest and doctor of the church. Today's theme, the faith that proves your wisdom. The point that Jesus makes in today's gospel reading from Matthew chapter 11 verses 16 through 19 is summed up in the line, "But wisdom is vindicated by her works." There will always be people who dislike us or reject our wisdom because they misunderstand the faith that we have. However, if they were to pay attention and observe us astutely, they'd see proof that we are wise to have this faith. The proof is in the good works that we do. It's in our Christ-like behaviors. It's in our sometimes supernatural ability to feel peaceful in the midst of difficulties. Our good deeds and our loving actions reveal God's presence within us, and these are the only justifications that we need. For without our loving Father dwelling within us, without Christ redeeming us, and without the Holy Spirit empowering us, we would be self-centered snobs who cause more chaos and confusion than children scrambling around the marketplace shouting jibes at each other about flutes and dirges. We would be just as easily misled by the facts in front of us as the people who thought that John the Baptist was demonized and that Jesus was a party pig. John chapter 8, verse 12, which is our response in today's psalm from chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 and 6, explains why we have wisdom instead of confusion. "Those who follow you, Lord, have the light of life." When we're immersed in the light of Christ, we have the ability to see how foolish it is to follow the counsel of the wicked, as the psalm describes. When we're immersed in the light of Christ, we have His light growing in our lives, and thus we are like a tree planted near an endless source of nourishment. We thrive, our works produce wonderful fruits, and during trials we do not wither up and shrivel into chaff that gets easily blown away by the hardships. But we feel peace instead of anxiety. We are strengthened into good trees and endure the storms, as we persevere in the life of Christ. Such faith is the best proof in the world that God is real and that Jesus is truly our Savior. The next time you're understood and you feel tempted to defend your faith and explain your motives, zip your mouth shut and let your godly works speak for themselves. This isn't easy, though, because we want instant vindication. We need to remind ourselves that God defends us far better than we could, and He does it by doing His works through us, which is often the only language that disbelievers understand. Some people will eventually be converted by this. Others will remain blind to the truth due to their stubborn resistance. But regardless of what happens to those who observe our Christianity, our faith will grow. The more we try to prove our faith by how we live our faith, the purer our faith becomes. God's vindication might take a long time before it bears fruit that we can enjoy. But in the meantime, we're growing stronger in faith. And that is another reason to praise God and rejoice. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.